with the best money in India. He is the guru of all. Karmi, Jnani, Yogi, Bhakta, all. With the best money, I think you have heard the name of the person. He was born in Krishna Deep and he has expanded Vedas, Rikshram Jodhu Adharpa. For that reason his name is Vedavyasa. Krishna Dvaipar Vedavyasa. And he wrote about 18 Puranas. 18 Puranas, 6 Sattvic Puran, 6 Rajasic, 6 Tamasic Puran. 18 Puranas he has written. He has written Mahabharata. And within it, in Vishvakarma, you will find Gita. The writer is, author is Vedavyasa. He has written Vedanta, the most favorite scripture for the Jnanis, Vedanta. After writing so much books, scripture books, he could not get peace in the mind. He thought, if anybody gives does something for the benefit of other living beings of this world, then that person will get the fruit. I have done so much things for the benefit of the human beings. But in my mind I have got no peace. What is this? He became puzzled. And he remembered his Gurudev, Narada Goswami, and went to Badrika Ashram and prayed to him, kindly show me the path. I couldn't understand what happened. Then Narada Goswami appeared there and he paid obeisance to his lotus feet. And Narada Goswami asked whether you are doing well or not, mentally and physically. That is, this body has got no feeling. Body is matter. When consciousness enters into it, then it becomes conscious. Then it feels. So the person, the soul, bodied soul, corporeal soul, subtle body and gross body, the eternal real self being enveloped by the universal energy, has got these two tabernacles. So in relation to the body soul, whether you are keeping well or not, because soul is always well, soul is, there is no question of the soul, but the body soul can have some trouble. For that reason he put the question, your soul in relation to the body, your soul in relation to the subtle body, whether it is, you are keeping well or not. Then he said, you know everything. You are omniscient. I did so much things for the benefit of the humanity. But I myself not get. Up till now, I imagine we cannot get any kind of peace. What is the reason? What you did? Whatever human beings want, I did that. They want money. They can get money. They can fulfill their desires. They can remove their wants, etc. For that reason, I have written this Arthashastra. And they want fulfillment of desires, I have written Kama Shastra. They want after death to get some higher worlds, etc., heaven, etc. For that reason, I have written Dharma Shastra. Whatever they want, I have given. But I am not getting any satisfaction, any happiness in my heart. What is this? Then Narada Goswami as his guru and Vedavyasuni is disciple. Disciple is to be controlled, regulated by guru. Guru has the right to govern him. For that reason, Narada Goswami said, whatever you did wrong. Jivashidu dharma kritanu shāsata sabhāvaraktaśa mahān vyatikrama. You will find in Bhagavad. Whatever you did wrong. Why? Because the actual self is Satchidānanda. Every sentient being in the real self is ever-existing principle. For that reason, no person in this world wants to die. But they will do. They will die. But they have got no desire to die. If you ask anybody here, do you want to die? Do you want to die? What he will say? Or she will say? No, I don't want to die. Why? You will die. You are seeing so many human beings. Human beings are mortal. They will have birth, sometimes they will remain and they will die, you are seeing. You are to give up your body. So why you have got the desire to remain in this world permanently? Because your real self actually is eternally existing. But when you become averse to Supreme Lord, then His elusive energy envelops you and you enter into this non-eternal, subtle and gross way. Being blocked by that, you are thinking, I am born, I shall remain for some time, then I shall die. And I shall have to suffer threefold afflictions of these things. You are thinking like that. Being blocked by the useful energy. Actually, your real self is eternally existing. Otherwise, you cannot have the desire to remain in this world eternally. A devoid of eternal existing principle cannot have the desire to remain in this world. Your real self is eternally existing. There is no doubt in it. But it is now enveloped and you have entered into the non-eternal tabernacles and you are fearing that I shall have to die. You are fearing, but in your heart you want to remain in this world eternally. Because actually you are eternally existing principle. Actually you are knowledge principle. Devoid of knowledge cannot have the desire to get knowledge. That is the reasoning. If you don't accept scripture, you are a rational being, you should accept reasoning. For that reason, a devoid of knowledge cannot have the desire for knowledge. Inquisitiveness to know things. And you are a happiness principle. A devoid of happiness cannot have the desire for getting happiness. So you are Sat-Chit Ananda. In Sanskrit words. Sat, ever-existing, Chit, knowledge, and Ananda, happiness. Satchidananda, a eternally existing knowledge and blissful principle. That is called Atma. You may say Atma, you may say soul, you may say Ruh, any word you can use. There is inside you. For that reason, you have got the desire to remain in this world eternally. You want to get knowledge, you want to get happiness. But being enveloped by the non-eternal, these physical bodies and subtle bodies, you are thinking, I am now within this, I am born, I shall remain for some time, I shall die, you are afraid. Actually, internally you have got that. For that is every living being is eternally existing principle, Atma. Atma requires Atma. ఆత్మా బడి ద్రష్టవ్య శ్రోతవ్య మంతవ్య నిధిధ్యాసితం. ఆత్మ ఈజ్ సచ్చిదానంద అండ్ దిస్ బాడీ ఈజ్ అసత్, ఇట్ ఈజ్ నాట్ ఆల్వేజ్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్. నౌ యూ హ్యావ్ గాట్ ఇట్, ఇట్ విల్ రిమైన్ ఫర్ సమ్ టైమ్ అండ్ ఇట్ విల్ డై పెరిష్. బట్ బాడీ ఇస్ విల్ పెరిష్ దిస్ బాడీ, బట్ ఆత్మా విల్ నాట్ పెరిష్. You will find in Gita, it is clearly stated, Na jayati mriyati vakadati nāyaṁga bhutva bhavitavāna bhuyo ajo nitra sāsantrana hannati hannamāne sarire. If the body perishes, ātmā will not perish. Ātmā is permanent, eternal. So, ātmā requires ātmā. This body is composed of earth, water, fire, air, sky, pancha mahabhut, five elements of the external potency of Supreme God. This body requires those things for its sustenance and maintenance. And the also food, transformation of those five elements, food you require to keep the body. You require air, you require sky, vacant space, all these things are required. These five elements are in the body, require those things or transformation of those things to keep the body. And where will body be perish? Will go to Panchatattva, to the five elements. Like the Atma is coming from Atma. That Supreme Atma is called Supreme Lord. Supreme Atma, Paramatma. We have come from Paramatma, from Supreme Lord. And we are in Paramatma, we are by Paramatma, we should remain for Paramatma. We require Paramatma. We are Satchidananda. And if you, being Satchidananda, if you come in contact with asat, achit, and devoid of happiness, then you cannot get happiness. You are actually in real self Satchidananda. You require Satchidananda. But that is, but you have given by writing all these scriptures, what you have given, not eternal things. His real self is eternal, and you have given non-eternal, you have given suffering to them. You will get suffering. You have not done good thing. You have done a very wrong thing. No, I have also said, for emancipation, for salvation, so that they can merge themselves to the formless, impersonal. Then you did higher wrong. You have deprived them of getting Krishna prem, ananda. That is a greater injury you have done to them. You have not done any benefit to them. You have given non-eternal, you have given non-eternal things, and they will be attached to another thing, they will get suffering. And you have at the atmosphere suggestion of suffering. But you have not given ananda. Oh? Ananda is Supreme Lord Himself is ananda. There is no ananda in this world. If you churn the water, can you get butter? I shall churn the water throughout my life. Won't churn. There is no ingredient of butter in it. Your all toiling and working hard, everything will be spoiled. There is no butter in the water. But if you churn the yogurt, if you churn the milk, then you can get butter. This butter is there. Then your labor will be successful. For that reason, this world is seems to be eternal, but actually it is non-eternal, this world. Being in Bharatpati, we think this world is eternal. This world is knowledge principle and happiness principle. But actually it is devoid of existence, devoid of knowledge, devoid of bliss.